We're talking with Liam Smith, one of the organizers of the New York Youth Climate Leaders. And they've been very active in the last year on a variety of issues. Particularly, I've worked with them around trying to divest the state pension plan from fossil fuels. But today they released a letter calling upon lawmakers to put an end to the subsidy of fossil fuels within the tax code. So, Liam, can you maybe explain just quickly what is the New York Youth Climate Leaders and what was the letter about?
Yeah, thanks for having me here today, Mark. So the New York Youth Climate Leaders is a policy-driven coalition of over 60 organizations across New York State, all youth organizations focused on combating the climate crisis, specifically within New York State. And so this issue that we were taking action on today was has to do with subsidizing fossil fuels in New York. New York spends over $1.5 billion every year in fossil fuel-related tax expenditures. And so today we released a letter with 180 organizations signed on that called for a bill that will help to eliminate those subsidies.
Now, I understand this legislation may have already passed the state Senate and the holdups in the assembly?
Yeah, that is correct. It passed in the state Senate in August. And just due to timing, you know, COVID is really complicated how the legislation has proceeded. We didn't manage to get it passed in the assembly in August. And so what we're trying to do now is get it out of the committee which it sits in. So it currently sits in the Government Operations Committee. And so what the letter today did was it asked Chairman Zebrowski, who chairs the committee, to do whatever he can to move that out of committee, and Speaker Hasty to do what he can to bring it to the floor for a vote.
So what would the arguments be against, you know, stopping a subsidy of fossil fuels, especially at a time when the state, the country, the world has says we need to end the burning of fossil fuels? What would be the possible justification to continue to provide subsidies to fossil fuel use?
So one argument is that there are some fossil fuel tax expenditures that are vital for low-income people, including some heating oil subsidies. I would say, though, that this bill creates a process for review of different fossil fuel tax expenditures. And so the legislature can continue any, after passing the bill, the legislature has to review these expenditures, and it can continue any that it deems essential, such as those that like disproportionately will impact low-income people if we get rid of them.
Now, you know, usually the legislature, you know, finishes works in June and doesn't come back until January of next year. This, of course, has been all thrown off by COVID. Is there any indication that the assembly will come back, say, post-November election to try to deal with a lot of unfinished work that the legislature was unable to get to since they, you know, largely shut down for months?
Yeah, so I'm not, I don't actually know. I know that the, in August, like normally the session ends in June, and we did resume session for a few weeks in August, and so it's definitely possible that we'll resume in November. I'm not privy to any like information about whether or not that's going to happen, but we're definitely hopeful that we can pass this bill in before the next legislative session begins in January.
So what could concern residents of New York do at this point to help move this issue along in the legislature?
Yeah, if you want to help out, go to our website, ny2cl.org, and navigate to our petition. We're trying to get as many people as possible to sign on to a petition in support of this bill. Other things you can do is if you go on our website, you can join our coalition at the Join Us page. And just, you know, write to your assembly members, ask them to do what they can to move this bill forwards.
And of course, all our state assembly members and state senators are up for election in a couple of weeks in November. So this might be also a good time to, you know, try to get them on the record before they get reelected as to where they stand on the issue. Have you had any feedback from Governor Cuomo about his position on the bill?
Yeah, at this point, no, we haven't. Maybe we'll get something back from him after we send a letter today. That'd be fantastic. But at this point, we haven't heard back from Governor Cuomo on his stance on this issue.
Now, our radio station does try to do a lot of outreach to youth, particularly youth in high school and college students. If there are a young person out there who's interested in the work that the New York Youth Climate Leaders is doing, how can they get involved? Can they become part of this group?
Yeah, we're actively just looking for more members. Ways that you can help out are just by, we have different teams for we have a team that looks into different policy and organizes events. We have a team that does our press work. We also have just different regional areas where people can organize events with people in other regions, but specifically in their region. And to do that, just go to our website, go to the Join Us form. You can also shoot us an email at nyyouthclimateleaders@gmail.com, and we'll be sure to tell you how you can be involved.
What has the response been when you do meet with legislators? I believe you're now in the first year of college, so you're presumably a voter, but some of the students are freshmen, sophomores in high school who aren't yet eligible to vote. How do legislators react to talking to young people who may not yet be voters?
Yeah, so in my experience, generally, they're always nice. This is their job. Their job is to meet with constituents and hear about the issues that matter to them. So whenever I've met with a politician, almost always they listen. They don't necessarily act on, what you're asking them to do. On this bill in particular, curiously, very few assembly members have heard of the bill. So a big thing about what we're doing right now is just getting the word out about the bill and educating them on it and getting some media attention to it. Having lobby meetings can be scary at first, but when it comes down to it, this is what they're used to meeting with just ordinary constituents, and a kid is a constituent like any other. And I think it's really important for us to meet with elected officials about the issues that matter the most to us.
And why did you and, some of your friends and colleagues, decide to launch New York Youth Climate Leaders?
Yeah, so we saw that there are so many different youth climate organizations and that are kind of just regional in New York State. But there wasn't any sort of broad consensus or organization that was mobilizing behind policy in the state. So the goal of our organization was to connect all these different organizations, all these different school clubs, and bring them together with the united vision for what climate policy can look like in New York State.
Okay. And if people want to get more information, again, your website or Facebook page or Instagram, how best can they connect with you?
Yeah, check us out on our website at ny2cl.org, or visit our Instagram. I think our handle is at ny2cl.
Okay. And this has been Liam Smith with the New York Youth Climate Leaders, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.